The Lord be with you.
With your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. But when you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as hypocrites do in the synagogues and on street corners, in order to win praise from others. And I say to you, they have already received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your Almighty God may see in secret what is done in secret, and he will repay you. But when you pray, do not do like hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. I say to you, they have already received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close your door, pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. When you fast, do not look glum like hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. But I say to you, they have already received their reward. When you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden, he will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. A few words about the introduction of Lent here and what it might mean to us in our journey until Easter. Jesus is speaking this gospel not about commandments. He's speaking about a way of life. So he says, in this way of life, the good deeds you do, do not proclaim them to receive recognition or reward. It's a lifestyle. It's to change our lifestyle in some manner. In doing good deeds, it's not just giving money. It could be the good deed that word kindness, a caring, a sensitivity for others. These are the good deeds. Even small things change your life, change the way you approach people. When you go to the market and you're checking out, look at the name of the person, thank the person. That's an act of charity. It lifts up the spirit of the person. You have somebody in your life that needs encouragement, somebody who feels left out. That's charity. Reach out, touch the person, heal the person, welcome the person. That's what it means to live in a charitable disposition. When somebody cuts you off in the freeway, let it go. That's to change your lifestyle. Make allowances for people. Understand people. Forgive people. That's a change in lifestyle. You know, we will find extraordinary things to give up drinking or give up chocolate or something. That's okay. But it's not a change of lifestyle. And then when Lent is finished, I'll go back getting drunk again, you know, whatever it is, you know. We're talking about a change in the manner in which I live. And he said, when you fast, fast from making judgments about people. Fast from excluding people. Fast from having the last word. Fast by you have to be right. You have to be right. You have to convince the other person they're wrong, and you have to be right. Fast from that. Let the other person win. That's fasting. It's fasting from gossip. When you hear gossip, don't pass it along. Fast from the gossip. When you think somebody owes you, fast from the debt. When somebody offends you, fast from the need to correct the person or to get things even. That's a change in lifestyle. And when you pray, it's not a matter of saying prayers. It's living a prayerful life. It's a manner in which you live in the presence of God. That's prayer. So when you get in your car after Mass and you begin your journey home, say a prayer first. Say the Our Father. Be conscious of God. Live in the presence of God. That's what prayer means. I walk in the presence of God. I pause during the day and I thank God for the blessings of my life. I might even thank God for the burdens of my life, which teach me to depend on other people. The burdens, I need other people to help me in life. I need God to forgive me. That's to live in the presence of God. That's prayer. Oh, you can say the rosary. I say the rosary. But then I desperately need to live in prayer. I need to live in the presence of God so that I don't make judgments. I'm conscious of God's presence and conscious of the visitation of God, conscious that God sent this person to me to be blessed. There's my neighbor, needs some attention. I live in the presence of God. I'm conscious of God's presence. That's what prayer means. Sometimes we'll come to Mass and we'll pray and then we'll go out and be absolutely miserable, difficult to live with, hard on people. It's a change in lifestyle. Lent is a change in the manner in which we live. And, you know, it's not big things, it's small things that change our life. It's an awareness of God in my life. I have this sense. The impediments I have, somehow I'm aware of God. The reversal I have. When I'm discouraged in life, I'm conscious of God's blessing. Call to prayer. That's what Lent means. So think about, raise your awareness and think about manners in which I can change my life. It will also mean when you see somebody who is poor, you'll be grateful for what you have and you'll respond to them. But it's a lifestyle. Jesus is talking about here, the lifestyle of a disciple. Amen. It's about all you need to hear at the beginning in Lent. But just keep that in mind. I'm going to walk in the presence of God. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer. Say a prayer of thanks now for the opportunities we have to forgive people, to bless people, to include people. Thank God for, in our prayer, for the reversals we have in life. Remind us of our need for God's love and for the care of others. Thank God for the gift of people in your life. Pray for peace in the world, the violence, dehumanizing violence which surrounds us, in a local way, but also in a global way. In the power of God's Spirit, we make these prayers in the name of Jesus the Lord. Amen. Okay. I think we have our collection now.